This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. With rain delays, farmers are considering delayed planting and even replanting. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Nate Meyer, Southwest Iowa field agronomist with BECCS, said their studies show that it's not quite time to worry about significant yield losses yet.
So BECCS has done a lot of work over these past number of years, working with their PFR studies, especially around delayed planting, anything of that nature. As we look at the different studies that we've done, so right now, the middle of May, people are starting to get nervous about being able to get their crops in a timely fashion. So we can look at some of the research we've done and see that, you know, May 15th, you're still looking at about getting 90 to 95% of your potential yield of corn planted on that date. Soybeans, you're still looking at the same. We can use references there to see that it is not time to quite worry yet. About May 25th is where we need to start really thinking about maybe changing the maturity of our hybrids, anything like that. But for now, I think everybody just needs to hold steady on their first May plans.
However, if it does end up that delayed planting is necessary, Meyer said that BECCS has plenty of hybrids to choose from.
If we are going to change maturities, I always like taking your highest maturity that you normally plant in your farm, and that's the one that you change out. So you'll maybe take that one from, let's say, 113-day down 5 maturity groups to 108-day, something like that. Anything in that nature, anything below that, you're good to go still. So one thing that's interesting about corn hybrids is that for every day that they're planted after May 1st, they naturally shorten themselves up about 7 growing degree units per day. Only in those really severe cases where it's May 25th, I'm not going to be able to plant now for another 2 or 3 days. That's where we really start thinking about switching our maturities.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.